Future. Wolfgang. They are them. We are us. Kill them.
I should let you know that we are on with Bomani Jones to discuss the Belk Bowl because it's in North Carolina and it involves NC State, and that's enough for me to find an excuse to get Mr. Jones on with us. Mr. Jones, Bomani, Bo, if we may call you.
Yes.
The Belk Bowl swag bag is the first thing we need to talk about. An estimated $400 shopping trip to not just any Belks, the mothership in Charlotte, North Carolina, and a fossil watch.
Now, the fossil watch is kind of interesting because those guys don't really have watch money. Now, did the gear come from the store, or do they go to the store to get $400 worth of stuff?
I think they're let loose. I think you just go into Belk's, and they do the Oprah thing where they're like, you know, surprise! Get what you want.
Two words. Peter Ward. That's all I'm saying. Like, if you get a $400 shopping spree plus the right cashier, and you're cakey for the rest of your collegiate career, so long as you don't grow.
So you're trying to say we might have some layered pants. We might have some bags that contain an estimated $400 plus.
Well, yes. Basically, that's, you know, the idea that you go up there and you get like $400 worth of socks, and she just throws in a shirt for every pair of socks.
You know what? I think that could happen, but I really think they're not going to show that kind of disrespect at just any Belk's. This is the mothership. And really, I have to say, as a bowl sponsor, there's some really bad bowl sponsors. For instance, the past 3 days, we've had the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl. Respectable. It's a Sheraton. That's not a bad hotel. We've had the Advocare V100, which is just a pyramid scheme. That's all Advocare is, period. So, which is appropriate for Shreveport. And then at 4:30, we've got the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl, which is a pizza chain that is like the city that this bowl is in. Most people don't know that it still exists. But this is, for my money, the most sensible bowl by sponsors, because really, when I think Belk, I think sensible pants.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'd never heard of Belk until I got to Atlanta in 97, and a guy I went to college with had a little probationary issue for running his own Peter Warwick hustle at the Belk, so come to think of it, maybe that's not the best way to go about this.
They might be a little tighter with that than we think.
Yeah, apparently somebody's paying close attention. But that was not the flagship Belk. That was in Rome, Georgia, where they consume more Coca-Cola than anywhere else.
Yeah, so in other words, if you're consuming that much Coca-Cola, Belk's is the natural spot for you because you're going to need the expandable pants. You're going to need the Dockers. You're going to need some pleats to hide all of that thunder you're toting around from drinking that much Coke. This is also, by the way, in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, which I'm married, so you know that, like, you went out last night in Atlanta, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You went out, and I did not, because I'm both married and have a child. And yes. If that just, like, blows up on a Tuesday, I'm not part of that.
I did invite you, though. Make sure the people understand this.
Yes. He invited me. And might I say, it invited me on what would be a truly Atlantan experience. We won't get into specifics, but I will just say, an extremely Atlantan experience that everyone must have at one point.
It was better than I thought was possible.
Okay. So before I kind of you make me hate you by telling me all of these awesome things that you did as a single guy, right?
Yes.
And that I'm and by the way, it's not like as a married guy that like I'm going to be like, "Oh, if only I were single." No, it'd be so sad. Like 99% of the time it would be so absolutely sad. I'm happy to be where I am. But before you make me hate you with your tales of singledom in Atlanta.
Yes.
Let's just go ahead and discuss actual teams involved here, one being near and dear to both of our hearts, that being NC State. If UNC is the flagship university, the basketball, you know, paragon of the state in the public sphere, hey, Duke, let's go ahead and just paint the picture for those not familiar with the North Carolina ecosystem of what NC State is.
Well, it's the school with state in it. You know, it's kind of funny how all of the schools with state in them, if there is a university of, are so similar. You know, it's the agricultural school. And the thing about state that is interesting in the landscape, I always say this, they are so ride or die. They are so loyal. And I feel so bad for them because I feel like they've gotten so little payoff from their ride or die. Like, let me look this up right now because I've checked it before, which is the number of times that NC State has won 10 games, like, ever. Okay? Like, you know what? South Carolina is your best analog right there. If you didn't need to compare it to within a state, they are South Carolina in football. They're showing up. They're packing the place for 6-6.
Yeah, which
that's
is
what we got.
Which is just not what UNC does. Like, UNC has one of the least ride or die fan bases, not diehards, casual at best, even when they have a tremendous amount of talent, which a whole other discussion, how much talent North Carolina has squandered.
Yes.
Now, I mean, predating Butch Davis, you can go back. That program in the 21st century has done nothing but take dollars and make pennies out of it.
Yeah, because Carolina is the program that people don't think about. I don't know if anybody's beating them for the undrafted free agent coming ball. Like, how did I not know you were good in college? Like the Willie Parkers of the world. How did I not know you were in college? Ryan Taylor, he's one of the special teams captains for the Green Bay Packers. I'd never heard of him until the bowl game last year. And, yo, I've worked local media. I know who these guys are, right?
Right.
Had never heard of him until that bowl game last year. Now he's clocking checks.
Yeah, and where did he go to school?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, yeah. And you never heard of him because he went to school at North Carolina.
And I live here.
It just seems like they have a sleeping giant that's split between two schools. And NC State is the one that has the enthusiasm, and then UNC is the one that has the resources. And until you marry those two, like they're not, until they become one huge Franken program, that state's not going to field a consistently competitive football program.
No, I think that there's a lot to that. I agree with that. The one advantage they have is that the guys out of South Carolina that do qualify, my guess always is that if you can make the grades to qualify, you're trying to get the hell out of South Carolina. Now, of course, not everybody agrees with this outlook that I have. I know when I was driving through South Carolina today, I was trying to get the hell out without a ticket. You know what I mean? Not everybody feels that way about it. But best believe it will be red tomorrow at Bank of America Stadium. I don't think that bank has changed names.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just say, why are you hating on South Carolina? Why are you going to be elitist? Why?
Oh, man. All I'm saying is this. I'm not enthusiastic about any of these states with high quantities of state troopers, no matter what time I'm out there, and if that state does not have New Orleans in it. My only exception is Louisiana.
Yes, that's because they don't have law enforcement. That's the other great thing about the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, you got to show up to work on time.
Law optional on Tuesdays and Thursdays and some Fridays, but be careful on those Fridays because you never know when it's law optional. I just did a quick search, by the way. NC State, they won 11 games in 2002.
That's it.
And the next double-digit win season that they had, there's none going back to 1950. I went back to 1950. They have won 11 win season. 2002.
Dude, and they're still showing out. Like, here's another fun one for you. Let's see the best finish in the AP top 25, like, ever. I got, you know, they've never finished higher than 11th in the AP top 25. And that was 1974.
Really?
Yeah. They're turning out, though. Maybe it's interesting because it's admirable, and it's something that I find in the 8 years I've lived here that state fans take pride in, which is their dedication. Though I think it's a fair question to ask whether that's the smartest thing to do.
Well, that's the classic, like we're saying, the classic South Carolina thing. You show up, am I supposed to admire that, or am I supposed to question your judgment?
Yeah, but they're a lot more fun.
They are a lot more fun. I will say this, too. They also they are a lot more fun in every respect, save this, the coaches they hire. Bringing us to the topic of one of the least fun coaches on the planet, Tom O'Brien. Tom O'Brien, milk in pants, the khaki king, a man who really, this is the perfect marriage of coach and bowl game. Because when I think of boring, sensible pants, no coach fits that bill more than Tom O'Brien.
He's boring until you make him mad, and then he's like a smack talk savant.
Yeah, he's the one who's saying that NC State is what? What's been his shtick the last couple of months?
Oh, the big one, because I'm still so stuck on him talking about North Carolina having the NCAA triple play, which is an absolute all timer, like dead on the money. But then there's other stuff. Like I want to say it was either 2008 or 2009. Where somebody said something about South Florida and their spread, and you know, and he went off about that one, and I was like, "Damn, I didn't know you guys had any problem with South Florida."
Yeah, no. He's just firing off wherever. I think he's the kind of guy who's like church bitchy. He's thinking it the whole time, but he's not going to say it unless pressed.
Yeah. He's also a big ABBA fan, in case you're curious. ABBA, excuse me. It's ABBA. It's pronounced ABBA. He's a big ABBA fan.
I can't blame him. They made magical music for at least 10 years. I'll hum along with Fernando. I'm not lying.
Yeah, no, he's with it. Like, that's his thing. The thing about O'Brien, though, and it's funny because the boring thing, people say, who cares if your coach is boring? Well, are you 17 years old? Because if you're 17 years old, that matters. And that's the O'Brien issue. You can develop great players, and he's got a long track record for his ability to develop players, but you're not going to win the number of games that they want to win there simply developing players, especially in a conference that every year is winnable.
Yeah, and it's not as if, by the way. Now, I know the knock on Tom O'Brien was that he was boring, but I will say this. In a very difficult spot at Boston, okay, at BC, he won a lot of games and was astonishingly consistent up there. They had a ceiling, for sure. Now, whether that ceiling was institutional or not, I'm not sure. But after his first two seasons, he goes 8-7, 8-8, 8-9, and 9-9 in terms of wins. I think the disappointing thing about Tom O'Brien is that since he's come to NC State, they haven't even come close to the kind of consistency that he had at Boston College. They won 5 games, 6 games, 5. They won 9 in 2010, and then they came back to the median 7-5. So it's not even like he's been, you know, over 500. I think he's 32-30 overall there. So it's not as if they're like just aiming for consistency. They haven't been interesting, and they haven't exactly been consistent either.
Yeah, and it's always, well, every year that something doesn't go right, there is the injury argument. And it's not that they don't have injuries. The question that I've always had is, how do you have all these injuries every year? Or, you know, something approaching that, because there are always so many of them. So they do a little bit, and then he goes. But I give him this. He does what he needs to do. He beats Carolina. He's beaten Carolina every single time. Butch Davis got run out of here without ever beating Carolina. By contrast, John Bunting, who, he would just beat State left and right. It's the strangest thing in that regard, but that's what O'Brien's done, because so much about being a State fan is beating Carolina. And I like that also, because I'm big into local robberies. Like, moving here was the first time I was in a place where the football was just kind of, hey, you know, there. So beating the locals is what really matters here. He's done that. But he's going to have to actually, like, real live win some games with some players that other people want.
Yeah, and keep in mind, this is this has been a fairly disappointing year. Bill Connolly's preview for SB Nation defines this game as two different kinds of 7-5, which is true. When you come to Louisville, are we up on the Teddy Bridgewater saga?
Has something recent happened?
No, just in general. This is something I think people need to know about if they're going to watch this game. That the big story of the turnaround for Louisville this year. And remember, they fired their offensive coordinator. That's how you know what a rocky start they got off to. They fired their offensive coordinator early in the season and somehow managed to come back and get Teddy Bridgewater in, and he's been the key. Them actually scoring points, them actually moving the ball just enough to keep them in games. But yeah, Teddy Bridgewater had an unusual road to Louisville. And I don't know.
He's one of the list of the Randy Shannon decommit all-stars.
Yes.
There's some pretty talented guys on that list.
Yeah, that in itself could be a very good team. But they managed to get him in the game. Louisville turned their entire season around, thus the idea of this being two different kind of 7-5s, NC State being the kind of 7-5 you don't particularly want to be. All right, and then Louisville being the kind of, if you have to be 7-5, you definitely want to be this kind of 7-5, because they were 2-4 on October 21st, and they finished 5-1 down the stretch. So,
and try this. Don't forget this part. One of State's 7 is against North Carolina. One of Louisville's 5 is against North Carolina.
Yeah, again, North Carolina, who with probably as much talent as anyone in the ACC, phoned in their Independence Bowl last night on the 26th and lost badly.
They phoned this in well before that. And to be perfectly honest, I actually commend a lot of those kids for not phoning it in sooner. when nobody's in charge, ain't no rules. I mean, you know Withers isn't coming back. You know Shoop isn't coming back. You know everybody there is, no one there is coming back. The whole thing got blown up in August. Ain't no rules.
I want to know.
And we're in Shreveport for Christmas?
Shreveport for Christmas. That ain't happened.
No, let's go home.
Yeah,
like 15 people there.
I was most astonished, by the way, that this team, like, one, that they showed up, and two, that John Shoup down 28 points last night, or I'm sorry, 24 points last night, didn't change anything. There's same, nope, just going to keep throwing those three-yard passes. Just going to keep running on third and long. Here we go.
Yeah, dude, he had a flight to catch. he ran the "I got a flight to catch" play, bro. I always say that when Shoup goes on a road trip, he can't fit the full playbook onto the carry-on. So he just brings the small one.
And was very courteous in running the clock out for all of us. For Mizzou, for his own team. I was going to make fun of him for that, but man. Thanks, guys. The less Independence Bowl I had to watch with more of those Drew Brees methamphetamine ads, which, did you see any of those?
I did not.
This was him bouncing around the locker room as if he were, like, in the last 15 minutes of Goodfellas,
mm-hmm.
when Henry Hill is completely blasted on blow.
Yes.
That's what Drew Brees is doing, and he's openly shilling for this, like, transparent pyramid scheme that is Advocare 100.
That's not good. I had somebody try to heckle me that had listed in his profile that he sold Amway. I was like, come on, partner.
Yeah.
That's, you can't do that.
Yeah, Drew Brees, I think he's on the Dragon's tail end of the endorsement cycle.
Yeesh.
All right, that's good. We'll just stop it there.
Cool, cool.
We'll roll there. Well, thank you.